after reading over what, and I kind of debated on sending this out, this entire, your testimony of what you've done in your classroom, but let's back up a little bit and let's talk about your history with Nikan. Shalene, you're from Dallas, New Mexico.
Not from, just living here.
You're not claiming it. Huh?
No.
Where is home for you, then?
I'm split between Montana and California.
Ah,
beyond the amount of years.
Okay. And did you grow up always wanting to be a teacher? How'd that come about?
Yeah, pretty much. I have some very good role models in my family that are teachers or coaches, and it fit quite nicely.
Okay, and for the record, because people are going to be bouncing the emails asking me, give me first and last name.
Shalene Rocha.
Shalene Rocha. Okay. And what nationality is that last name?
Mexican.
That's what I thought there. Okay. Well, see, that's where I thought, well, she's got to be from New Mexico because it's got a, you know, Mexican last name, but obviously not. Montana.
But that's my husband. That's not me.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So how long have you been a wellness consultant, Shalene?
A little over a year and a half.
Okay. And how'd that come about?
My mom got me signed up while I was on vacation. She had this wonderful energy the entire time that I didn't quite understand, and was practicing her ABCs and had all kinds of information with her, and I listened to it, and it was new for me. I didn't realize she was starting this business. We've used the product since I was in high school, but not as a with a business opportunity attached to it. So the products I knew about, yes, but the business, as far as being in it, I did not.
Okay, now, wait a second. You've used the product since you're in high school now.
Mm-hmm.
So that dates back to when?
Well, I'm 29, so
okay.
Some years ago.
You see, I always have a way of bleeding out women's ages, and I'll go for your weight here next. No, no, I won't do that, I promise.
When you're going to have to get over the phone, knowing me.
No, no, no. So you've been using them since you were in high school, but nobody ever mentioned the business opportunity to you.
Well, not to me. I'm not
okay.
Sure. I think my mom was involved with various other things, and that was not something that she had time or energy for at that point. But both my brother and I were athletes, and I've used MagStep since I think I was maybe junior high, but I played with them all through high school.
Sure.
And
okay.
So
you're familiar with the products, and about a year, year and a half ago, you hooked up as a wellness consultant,
mm-hmm.
And were you immediately drawn into doing something or sharing it with other people? Or?
Definitely. When I started, I was living in Key West, Florida. My husband's in the military, currently deployed with the Navy, but we were stationed in Key West, and it was hurricane season, and we pretty much lost everything between Katrina, Wilma, and Rita, and it was very important for me to get a kick on jumpstart of what I was doing, because we claimed pretty much everything through insurance and being on an island, not having water available and needing water, that would have been good. It was really important for me to understand about the products and know how to use them effectively, because I was the only person in my neighborhood that had an aquaphor on the counter that didn't have to worry about what store still had bottled water on their shelves to buy. And the people were coming to me with their empty milk jugs asking me to fill up water because we had bathtubs full and it was all, you know, contaminated. We couldn't drink it. So I was the water source for a while.
Wow. Okay, so how did you guys end up in New Mexico? Being in the Navy, I'm not thinking there's many...
No, he's deployed right now, and that's not a place I can be. So
sure.
I have family that lives here, and I've lived here once before after I graduated, also teaching. So I had family to come back to and a town I was familiar with and support that I needed. So,
okay. So you're now a third-grade teacher.
Yes, sir.
So you got a classroom full of... wonderful, high-energy kids.
Definitely.
And I speak from experience. Never been a teacher. However, I'm up at our daughter's school at least once a week, volunteering,
mm-hmm.
And our oldest is in the second grade, and then she's in third grade when it comes to math.
Mm-hmm.
What I find so amazing is, wow, and this is what I want to spend the bulk of the time that you are literally giving these kids a leg up in the environment, because I'll use him by name. I didn't get his permission or his parents' permission to use his name on this call, but I'm going to do it anyways. One of the kids that's in McKenna's class, he's in the first grade, his name's Brady, and a couple weeks ago I was helping him do some reading, and he started just banging his head, and I'm like, what are you doing that for? If you'll spend that energy and use that just these muscle, you know, functions, I'm thinking about the word. Let's sound it out. Let's work at it together. And I finally stopped and I said, Brady, did you not get much sleep last night? No, I went to bed late and I had to get up early. And I said, did you by any chance eat any breakfast this morning? No, I didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now, let's see, we do the reading at first at, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been up since like 6:30. It's nothing on his stomach. And I'm like, we just set this kid up to fail. And I thought, what is going on here? And yet half the classroom is in that same exact scenario. And maybe it's because it's Monday, it's the beginning of the week, but you have taken your entire classroom and you have turned it into a sanctuary of wellness.
Yep.
So that kids literally have the opportunity to excel because they're in an environment. Now let's talk about what you did with that. And how did you come up with the idea? You just said, hey, I got a bunch of money to, you know, throw it back into the school system, because teachers, we all know, are not paid
no.
what they're worth. And so how did the idea come about?
Well, when I moved to New Mexico wanting to continue my advancement with the company, I was brainstorming ways with my family on how to integrate some of the technologies into what I was doing. We looked at different grant options and how to get some money that I didn't have to pay to get these products into the classroom, and I did a little research on grants that I could actually apply for, and the majority of them were quite lengthy, you know, at least a year as far as when you'd hear back on if you were accepted or not. And so it was kind of, I'll go little by little, and I'll get what I can, and I'll put stuff in the room, and they'll just be slow. Maybe for next year I'll have everything completed. And a few years ago, our school had a fire, not in the particular part of the building that I was in, and I knew about that starting the school year, and I was very prone to migraines, and like two or three a week. I have a wellness home, so I have that optimal environment when I wake up, when I go to sleep, but then as soon as I was leaving my house, I was pretty much plagued in the classroom, and not being aware of that until about Christmas break, when people were talking about what the repairs were that were done and how the cleanup crew had gone through, and I started to think about the ventilation system and the fact that it's just blowing all that crud right back into these classrooms, and you can't ever get rid of that unless you're going to tear the building down and rebuild it. So then it became a little more important for me to find the money to get things in the classroom. I did actually have an extra Power 5, so I started with that because I'm living with family, so I'm not in my own house. They already have theirs. So I used mine to start with, put it in the classroom over Christmas break or holiday break, and got a water cooler and bought the aquaphor that fits on top of it. And I have 20 students in my classroom, so I was trying to figure out how I was going to come up with money to get 20 seats, and I could afford 5, so I got 5, and my kids all sit in groups, so I figured by the time the Friday arrives, every single child will have had at least one day on a magnet seat, and that's where I started. January, I held a bunch of open classrooms, invited parents in and teachers in the school to get some information. And
this is as in January last month?
As in last month, yes.
2 weeks ago, okay.
Mm-hmm. I showed them the wellness home video. I wanted to make sure they knew the big picture for where I got my wellness classroom idea and why I was doing it. And our school tends to produce a lot of sick kids and teachers, I think, and part of that is a result of the fire and things that are still airborne within our classrooms. And you can't see it. You don't know that there was a fire. You can't smell the residue from it, but it's there, hiding. And so the parents were really amazed and not thinking that, wow, it's still in our school. This could be why our children are sick. And, yeah, I'm behind it. So I did get parents to invest in seats for their children, and some of them have siblings, so he's headed for other classrooms in the school, and it's going slowly, but my push was for silver last month. I fell short just a little, so this is my month to make it work. But I was able to, with some help from my upline, a few different members of my upline, get enough seats to have all 20 kids be sitting on them.
Wow.
So I officially do have a full wellness classroom with air, water, and 20 magnet seats. A few of my very energetic students have also received insoles, so I am so excited to see what that's like next week.
Okay, now wait a second here. Let's rewind, because you've given us so much material, and there's just literally I got a dozen questions at the tip of my tongue here. I didn't write them down, so I'm going to see if I can get them out in order. The last thing you just mentioned, a few of your energetic students have got insoles, magnetic insoles, kid strides, in their shoes. Now, why on earth would you that? I mean, because we tell people you could increase your energy, you know, you could see 15 to 20% energy increase by wearing these in your shoes all the time. If you've got high energy kids, you'd want to, you know, take the energy out of them and sap it out. So why on earth would that help by putting the insoles in their shoes?
I believe that from my experience with my own children and myself, the energy that they are receiving from their feet with the insoles in their shoes is a more balanced energy. They're able to slow down a little bit, and, I mean, they're nine. Their bodies are everywhere, and it does help them find a balance and be a little more aware of what they're doing. And we've done lessons. They understand, I think, quite a lot about what it is that these products are doing for them and their bodies. There's a strength test that you can do when you stand on insoles to show the effects of the magnets on your body and then the effects when they're not touching your body. I did that for the students in my class, so they know they're getting a strength energy, an energy that goes with them wherever they are, that's not about hyperactivity energy. It's just about they can control a little bit better all those hyper tendencies that they might be having.
Okay, now you mentioned the word balance, the balancing of energy, and a lot of times, and I'm sure percentage-wise, you would be prone to having a few in your class, whether they're ADD or ADHD. I mean, we tend to put these labels on kids, and maybe it's just because, as I mentioned about Brady, not getting the quality sleep, not getting the proper nutrition, not being in the environment where your body is set up to, you know, exceed and excel. Do you have any of the kids? And I'm curious, because you had originally mentioned that you only had five seats, so you're rotating around in groups. Now, so each group at a table have the seats, and then everybody else, or was there one?
There were, at the moment, my kids are sitting in groups of four. So there are four kids a day, and each group is labeled by the day of the week. So Monday, those four kids get them. Tuesday, that group gets it.
But now you said right here, now currently, everybody has got a seat.
Well, they all came in as of this week, so I will be getting them fitted for the chairs. And
okay, so I'm curious, because we've watched this in our own two daughters as far as their sleep patterns and all that, and then we know when they're utilizing the insoles and when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice, from your perspective, was it kind of a placebo effect, and I know I'm going to back you in the corner and you're going to come out swinging to that, because we both know better. But did you notice anything when the kids were on the seats?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay, so give us some examples.
I strategically placed the group I wanted to test them when they came back from their holiday vacation in January. So I had my first four primed and ready to go. And it wasn't the child that I was actively aware of during the day, but at the end of the day, the class was asking questions of the four that were on the seats. How'd it feel? You know, we know it's comfortable. You have a hard plastic chair all day long, so obviously you feel better.
Of course, they wanted to see if they felt like they were lighter, going to start floating.
They wanted to know if things were sticking to them. You know, were they attracting paper clips? No, that's not the kind of magnets we're talking about. You don't become the magnet. But I have one child in particular that just cannot sit down. It is not impossible, but highly challenging for this child to remain in his seat longer than about 30 seconds. He stands up at his desk to do his work. He's a mover around the room, checking out other people's, you know, what are they working on, what are they doing. He's very easily distracted and highly intelligent, but he just cannot sit to focus to get his work done. And the kids at the end of the day were like, wow, I can't say his name, but you Do you realize you sat down, like, all day long? Did you ever get out of your seat to come bug me? No, I don't think you did. And this child didn't realize it. His comment was like, well, yeah, I was comfortable. And then to me, my eyeballs were, you know, watermelon size, like, oh my gosh, no, he wasn't bugging me either. He was actually, got all with him. Amazing. And seeing that reaction for that student who does end up annoying and bothering children all day long because he can't be in his space, so he's in everybody else's, that was wonderful for them because it was like, okay, well, we know then on his day he's going to be doing exactly what he needs to be doing, and then we can get our work done too. So
now, has
everyone
he,
then became anxious.
Okay, now has he been labeled or tagged with, you know, a condition like ADD or ADHD, or that you guys kind of chalked it up as he's kind of just overactive?
No, we just love him and he's got tons of energy.
Okay, okay, good. And I, you know, I so appreciate you because
I do have children that are on medication and definitely are aware of a label that has been stuck to their foreheads. Not by me. I love them all. They are all, in their own ways, very crazy and very energetic to a level that can stress you out, but they are who they are. And when it's their day on the seats, they are a little bit different, and sometimes that can be wonderful. So there was a need for me to find a way to get 16 more seats so they can all sit on them every single day. Mm-hmm.
So you're excited about the future is what's going to happen, being that you said the seats just came in.
Oh my gosh, Monday all 20. If they fall asleep on me, that's I'm not expecting that, but I'm any teacher that's listening, that they know what I'm talking about. You always have a few. There's just, you love them, you need a little extra patience for them in your pocket, but if they could only slow down for 5 minutes, please, you know, not during recess, just during class, can you please slow down? And I'm so excited for what that's going to be like next week, because when those students are a little more calm and a little more aware of how they've changed for the better than the rest of the class, it flows so much more smoothly, and things get accomplished, and myself as their teacher is in that much better of a mood because I'm not spending all my energy on them trying to get them in their seats again and doing their work.
So there's a couple dynamics at play here, and one that you're actually expecting great results.
And I think because the students have all, you know, rotated around on these seats for a month, and they know at the end of the day when it's about to be the next group's turn, they've yanked the seats off the chairs and switched, you know, 15 minutes before the bell is ring because they want to sit down on them. And, okay, I know what I'm going to have tomorrow. And it's hard. I mean, there's been tug-of-wars of, no, the day's not over. I still have 10 minutes left. And they're 9. So, I mean, they understand mine gives me my turn, not yours.
Sure.
And so I'm just excited that next week and until school is out, there's no more fighting. They all know they get that. And
now, we originally we've been focusing in on the magnetics, the insoles and thing, and the question that comes up in a lot of people's minds is, you know, I know that Nikin manufactures the magnetic sleep system, so how does that give them more energy during the day? Well, you mentioned it and you nailed that answer when you said it just balances out the body. Now, let's talk about the environmental technologies. You put the water unit, as far as the water cooler stand, and the air wellness. So you never mentioned whether or not did that affect your migraines?
I have not. I think I've had one, but that was because I had a teacher-related class yearly assignment that was due last week. And that stressed me out a little bit to the point of a headache, but no, I have not had the migraines like I was suffering from since before Christmas break.
And I'm guessing, I don't know the square footage of your classroom, but an Air Wellness Power 5 is set up to effectively clean, what do we tell people, 470, like 500 square feet. So does that do the job, just one of them?
I would love to have one more.
Okay.
So I can, you know, blow from both sides and get completely the air. Because, you know, there are teachers next door that will open my door to get my air into their room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they joke. They know what's going on. They come in my room and they feel better. So the staff is aware that my room is a nice place to be if you're not feeling so great. But, no, my headaches are gone. And my students, I think because of the negative ions that it produces, I've got about 5 kids that have really bad allergies and asthma, and they sit on the closest side to the Power 5, so they're being showered with wonderful little sensations, giving them an upgrade to their mood and how they're feeling. Students that usually pack inhalers, gone. Parents are like, I'm nervous because they don't need them, but why don't they need them? And so whatever it is the Power 5 is supposed to do on allergies is definitely helping. I mean, you have dust and smoke stuff blowing through your classroom, and now you don't have as much. Those kids can breathe better, and their eyes aren't as puffy. And granted, it's snowing out here, so, you know, as far as pollen and stuff and effects from flowers, well, that hasn't happened yet. But whatever allergies you get in the wintertime, I don't have allergies, so I don't know.
Right.
But those students are definitely feeling wonderful having that, you know, around them. And parents are commenting, actually, that they seem to come home feeling really good, or they're late to come home because they're still in class. Can you please send them home? The day is over already. That happened yesterday, and so I'm tugging at this, making her smile.
You're turning these kids into a bunch of freakies. They want to be in school.
They do want to.
What's up with that?
I have the first class in the morning lined up, ready to go. Like, get me out of the gym. I don't want to be in here anymore.
Wow.
I need to make one more quick reference back to your sleep comment.
Mm-hmm.
I have a student that does have medical issues as far as helping control. He's reversely affected by ADHD. He goes way, way low, so he needs his medicine to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes his seat home every single night. He's purchased one, his family has. He takes it home every single night and sleeps on it. And I can count on him to return with his seat the next day. I can't always guarantee the homework with it, but he is one of those students that does not sleep well, wakes up in the middle of the night, too hot, too cold, tosses and turns, nightmares. I mean, he's got everything, and he knows that his seat is helping him. He knows it's not a bed. However, they're working on getting him that. But for right now, he has the Kenko seat, and he comes in a way better mood. Just, I actually slept last night, Miss Rocha. I feel good today. And I'm like, awesome. That's wonderful, because he was my student that would be sleeping, you know, until lunchtime, because at home was not comfortable, with nightmares, not feeling safe, so in the classroom then became his relaxed time, curled up in the book corner in the back of the room. So now he's awake and sleeping at night, and yeah, wonderful for him. Cause,
you know, and I remember back when Dr. Melanie Caldwell was with us on the call, and
mm-hmm.
she had mentioned, and I just point blank asked her specifically about, you know, what's the biggest, you know, popular thing that gets prescribed for kids that suffer from, you know, ADD or ADHD, and she said, well, it's Ritalin. I said, well, what's the, you know, one of the biggest side effects from that? And she said, well, it's the sleep apnea. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. Okay. Because doesn't that compute? But I mean, none of the big pharmaceutical companies don't care about computing and common sense. They care about the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of people that are in that industry that are, you know, that's their bread and butter. However, at the same time, approaching it from a natural standpoint of giving the body what it actually needs to not only survive, but to flourish. And
right.
what you're talking about is exactly it. You put there an environment, you change it so they're getting the quality of sleep, and then all of a sudden, we, in the daytime, we have that energy and that alertness.
And to have a classroom where your students aren't sleeping on you, wonderful. You don't have to explain their math lesson four times because they keep snoring in the middle of it. And it's, you know, this is our last month to prepare before our state test, and I'm not sure if AYP annual yearly progress is something that's around the country. I mean, I'm new back into teaching. I've taken a break since I had my children. But our school made AYP last year, and it's a big thing hanging over our head to continue to make again this year. So I'm really hoping that the environment of my classroom, all the components, the fact that all the kids as of tomorrow or Monday will be on seats, that we're going to have the room that's really going to
I want to throw this out here, Shalene, is because you got to come back and share with us in a month or so.
I would love to.
And just give us an update on what has taken place. And I just want to read this last sentence, and I'm not going to correct you as a teacher, but it's kind of a long one. It's not a long one, but...
It was from my email. Okay.
But I want to share this because I think it's worth sharing it. You know, people have heard all of this, and I'm going to do something that we don't normally have time to do, and I'm going to open it up here if people will work with me, and I'm going to give some instruction in a second. But you wrote, I know that I'm genuinely interested in my students' well-being and success for as long as I am making a difference in their lives and their academics.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wrote, bonus, in parentheses here, the Kenko seats go with them to whichever classroom and grade they progress to.
Isn't that wonderful? Yes.
you're just, you are, you have invested into your student, and they're going to take it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because it scares them to death, honestly, almost, maybe not really dying, but close, but how well they feel over the last 5 weeks being in our classroom environment, and then knowing in fourth grade they don't have that because those fourth grade teachers haven't quite caught on yet. I'm working on them. But they get a little bit panic-stricken because my allergy kids, oh my gosh, I need my air. They go through, if anyone has seen what those, you know, a water cooler and then the top part portion, how much water that actually holds, I'm not sure gallon-wise, but we go through 7 of those a day.
Wow.
You know, I was in a family's home yesterday that had the big, like, Culligan Man blue water things on top. They go through 1 maybe a week, so 7 a day.
7 a day.
A lot of water for
the top
kids.
Of that hopper is, what, 2.5 gallons, so do the math real quick. You're talking, what is that, we're talking 18 or so gallons that you're going through a day.
I've never seen so many 9-year-olds with water bottles.
Now the flip side of that is, are they going to, you know, happen to take the trip to the bathroom all the time?
Uh-uh.
Imagine that.
They used to be taking trips to the bathroom to get the orange water that came out of our water fountain. They pass the hallway down, the kids that are in the water fountain, and they just, oh my gosh, they don't have water like us, don't drink that water. And one little girl actually went and got Dixie cups from little tiny bathroom ones and passed out one day, because that's just kind of how she is.
Sure.
And we'll give examples to the second graders that were at the water fountain. And
so you,
I had to smile, because you can taste the difference, and you know, don't second guess them because they're younger. You can see the color of the sponge on our filter. You know you're not getting that color in your glass when it comes out. You can see the particles of dirt and whatever else is not going through the purifier.
And,
so,
and you don't feel guilty at all as a teacher brainwashing these kids into a bunch of little mini wellness, you know,
not at all.
Wellness consultants?
Not at all, because they'll be in my downline, so no. Not at all. I mean, they're going to go educate everybody else. So, I got them while they're 9, and they obviously can't legally be in this. So
yeah.
I've got a lot of years of them talking to their parents, and my name keeps coming up. So,
mm-hmm.
And the parents are behind this. It's not
sure.
Hard for them to understand.
Yeah. Now, Shalona, with your permission, what I'd like to do is next week, since we're not having a call, I would like to take your entire testimony that you beautifully typed up, I didn't correct it.
Well, you better let me correct it then.
No, it's fine.
I'm really good at editing.
I changed the format and everything. But your phone number and your email address is on the bottom, and I'll take those off of you on. But I think if people hear your story and they utilize it in print and pass on to their teachers and say, look, I know I can't control, you know, well, you've got control of my child all day long, would you consider this? And
mm-hmm.
Hand them your story. Are you cool with that?
I'm very cool. I don't mind. I'd rather go for emails versus phone calls since
okay.
I'm sharing a house, but email can stay on there. That's fine.
Okay. Well, we'll do that then and make sure everybody's got it, because I think the importance is, and I, you know, this is something that was fascinating to me this week. And we talk about the 5 pillars of health, and a lot of people think, well, that's just kind of a philosophy you guys throw out there. You really don't live it, and how can people really be that balanced? And this week in our weekly email from Nikan, great photo of Doug Braun, Ann Bodak, Bob Richards, and then I forgot the gentleman's name from the Autism Speaks Foundation, and that since Nikan introduced the sports bracelet in October, or maybe we got it in September, but at any rate, they say, and I don't remember the exact percentage, but a portion of the profits from the sale of the sports bracelet would be going to this foundation. And they awarded the first check, which was, what,
51,000 something.
51,565.
Awesome.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm doing the math in my head because I'm so analytical when it comes to these things. Like, okay, a portion
mm-hmm.
of the sales. That means we've moved a lot of those sports bracelets.
Yeah.
And why not for, you know, $25 wholesale?
Kids like those too, by the way, parents and teachers out there.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Well, one, they can fit over a small wrist, you know, and kids that have injuries. And, I mean, I'm loving this thing, and I take it with me wherever I go, and I'm always showing people, like, well, what's that do? Well, you've got, you know, 3 different technologies rolled into one, and bottom line, my elbow doesn't bother me anymore. and on and on and on. But I think what the reason I brought that up is because I want us to realize the fact of what our company is doing and who we partnered with, in that we literally are wanting to give back to foundations like the Autism Speaks Foundation so that they can have the resources and the revenue and the finances to invest. Now, hopefully, it'll go full circle and they'll say, now, wait a second, what are some of the results that your wellness consultants are experiencing with these products with their own kids? And we have numerous people who have had children or themselves as adults have suffered from the different conditions that are tagged, the labels. And that's why I brought it up earlier as far as what, you know, any identities and conditions that are going on. But that's, when you read that, did that do anything to you as far as being around kids all day long, knowing that the kids are the greatest sufferers from autism?
They're the greatest sufferers from a lot of things.
Right, right. I know you meant
so,
that, but
I think it's wonderful that this company is able to identify with that group and give some support back because, I mean, again, that's part of why I'm doing what I'm doing. Of all the cuts that classrooms and schools and teachers have to deal with, you know, it's not hurting us as much as it's hurting the children. And I'm one person in a really big sea, so I'm just trying to show that it doesn't have to be about take from these kids. Give them something that they can go with forever and learn about, understand about, and use, and, you know, lose some of these labels and stop some of these medications and feel a whole lot better about themselves just for the wonderful people that they are, because it's really hard when you're 9 and you know you're on a medication for something that you can't control, but then, wow, there's this teacher that's mm-hmm. going to help you,
mm-hmm.
and that medication doesn't let you sleep, it doesn't make you hungry, but then you're starving at midnight. I mean, it does so many things to them that is way beyond their power.
Sure.
And for the kids that I have in my room that deal with some of those medical type issues, they're not so much. They're still dealing. It's new, but
mm-hmm.
it's already lessening. And if that's my gift to them while they're 9, then great. Wait till I get to my next group next year. I mean, I'm on a roll. There's no one stopping this train. Sorry. If there's people that are going to continue to take from the classroom, from the kids, well, then here I am raising my hand with ways to put some stuff back in.
And
they deserve it.
And I don't even want to go down the subject road of what some of the big companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi are doing to give back to the classrooms, because I know that'll probably really get your blood boiling. Because I
know I'll just start talking faster, because that's what happens when I get passionate about something. So I was instructed this morning, slow down. Make sure everyone can understand what you're saying. So I'm trying, but just know that inside I'm speeding through my brain right now.
Okay, well, I know there's a couple of us, at least a few of us, that are chomping at the bit here that I would just love to. And I know I heard one gal who got on the call because said something about autism specifically, so I don't know if it's her son, daughter, or whatever. But I want to open it up, and we're going to try and do this here. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and if it more than likely, if it doesn't work, then we'll figure out plan B. But when I give you the count of 3, everyone, if you can hit *6, don't do it now because it won't do any good, but if you can hit *6 on your phone, when I give you the count of 3, that'll mute your line out, and unless you specifically have a question for Ms. Rocha. Did I pronounce it right again?
You did.
Okay. Teacher Rocha. Regarding what she's done with the wellness classroom concept and what the results, anything like that. So if you got a question, or if you're a teacher on the line and would like to weigh in on this, we'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to open up the line, but I need people to mute out their lines so we don't deal with the background noises and all the other junk that's out there. So here's your count of 3. 1.